This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, June 25th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Karnatz. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, summer comes with increased health risks. So we speak with a doctor to learn how to stay safe during the warmer months. Also, we learn about a tick-borne illness called bobcat fever that's affecting local cats.
Plus, Roby Brock from Talk Business and Politics speaks with the CEO of St. Vincent Health System. And in the latest installment of our monthly Three People series, we hear suggestions for how to select a good summer read.
Those stories and more. But first, Governor Mike Beebe is calling for a special session of the legislature to mitigate prison overcrowding and increases in public school employee health insurance premiums. Proposed changes to the health insurance plan include removing part-time workers, reducing eligibility for spouses, and redirecting over $4.5 million in insurance-related tax savings from school districts' discretionary funds. Governor Beebe says what comes out of that special session still won't resolve fundamental problems with increasing premiums.
They're still small in the big scheme of things and incremental. If anybody thinks this is the end-all and the cure-all and the be-all of all this stuff, I suspect they'll be dealing with it for a while. What they did in October last year was the biggest help because it was new real money from the state to teacher insurance.
Similarly, the governor says additional funds to provide 600 new beds for state inmates will help improve the prisoner backlog, but will not solve the underlying issues. Senator Jim Hendren chairs the task force studying public school health insurance and says for most people, a projected premium increase of 35% will be reduced to 10%. Governor Beebe says he's confident the votes are already in place to pass the legislation in 3 days, the minimum allowed under law. The session begins Monday.
A federal report on economic conditions for much of Arkansas highlights optimism in the business community and unemployment levels below the national average, but stagnation wages. UALR economist Michael Paco says the quarterly Burgundy Book, released by the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, shows some of the weakest growth is in average personal income. But he says some areas of consumer spending are still growing.
Luxury retailers in Northwest Arkansas reported positive sales growth. That's consistent with some other anecdotal evidence that I've heard around the state that some higher-end household goods seem to be selling pretty well.
The report contains an assessment of the attitudes of business leaders, showing they expect economic conditions to improve throughout the rest of the year. Paco says expectation compares favorably with neighboring zones, encompassing areas around St. Louis and Memphis.
This week, a few hundred volunteers with the World Changers organization are in Fort Smith. Brenda Andrews, a senior planner with the city, says the volunteers will be donating their time and labor to help make repairs to 17 owner-occupied homes in the city.
The World Changers will be doing a week's worth of work for homeowners. They'll be doing exterior repairs as well as interior repairs. That would be including such things as painting, siding, constructing some household ramps. They'll also be doing some interior repairs, repairing some rotten floors, doing just some general interior repairs. So a lot of good things will be happening this week.
Andrew says the donated labor brings benefit to what otherwise would be costly repairs to homes in the city.
In this list, there are 15 families that might not have otherwise been able to get on the list for any kind of repairs through CDBG, because obviously the repairs would have been much more. Just simply painting a house could be several thousand dollars. Compare that with just now all that's required is the paint and the paint brushes and the labor's free. So it's just been wonderful how the cost savings that we have realized in the 5 years since we've been working with World Changers. They have made repairs to over 80 houses, and that's not including the ones that they're working on this year.
The material for 15 of the repair jobs that World Changers will be working on was paid for through the City of Fort Smith's Community Development Block Grant Housing Assistance Program. And material for the other two repair jobs is being paid for with private funds. World Changers was established in 1990 and is operated through a network of Southern Baptist and other evangelical churches.
The city of Fayetteville recently unveiled a new web application to make finding city services simpler for city residents. Greg Mitchell, the city's director of Geographic Information Systems, or GIS for short, says the city's GIS service provider developed My Fayetteville Services.
So they develop a number of apps to help their clients, which include cities all over the world, to make their data available to their citizens. So they have this, it's a template, really, that we could download, and then we use our own data that we maintain locally to, we plug it in, basically. And this application, it was just a good fit for what we wanted. It was exactly what we wanted to show, you know, trash day and zoning and floodplain and how to get to various city buildings.
But Mitchell says while the web application provides a handy resource for residents wanting to find city buildings, there are a few services that couldn't be added to the app, like a point-and-click resource for school zones.
We couldn't do all that. Same with elected representatives. We wanted to show not just your city elected alderman, but also your JP, your state representatives, national representatives, etc. So that was probably a primary limitation. There were some other things that are data that we don't maintain. For example, the polling place. That's not a city function, you know. That's controlled, that's organized at the county level. So while we wanted to be able to list a polling place, but that changes with every election, and we don't have the information to keep up with that. So in that case, we provided a link to the county website.
Mitchell says the city's GIS staff is still working on ways to include data for school boundaries and elected representatives to the app, but there is no time frame for when those additions could appear in the app. He says the easiest way to access the new app is to visit the city's homepage, fayetteville-ar.gov, and to click the icon for My Fayetteville Services.
Sales tax will be a little higher in Elkins after yesterday's special election. 174 people, or 79% of the vote, cast their ballots in favor of the 3/4% sales tax increase, which will go toward debt service on $2.35 million in bonds to be used for public recreational facilities in the city.
8 new scholarships for teacher education students have been created at the University of Arkansas. The James Patterson Teacher Education Scholarship was created last academic year for 8 incoming freshmen planning to major in elementary education, and the internationally acclaimed author has again funded the scholarships to the tune of $96,000.
About a year ago, the Eureka Springs Downtown Network was designated an accredited Main Street Arkansas program. But yesterday, it announced that it has now received national accreditation. Eureka Springs Main Street program was designated as such for meeting commercial district revitalization performance standards set by the National Main Street Center, which is a subsidiary of the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Officials with the Eureka Springs Downtown Network say they are currently working on a long-term development plan for the town's actual Main Street and the staircases that lead to it from Spring Street.
Lloyd Warren of Fayetteville, a professor emeritus of entomology at the University of Arkansas, died Sunday. He was a Navy veteran of World War II and served on the faculty of the University of Arkansas for more than 20 years. He was the director of the Arkansas Agricultural Experiment Station for a decade. He is also one of the namesakes of the Crawley Warren Laboratory on the UA Fayetteville campus. He was 98 years old. Tonight's weather forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in northwest Arkansas, a 30% chance of showers in the Arkansas River Valley, and lows in the upper 60s. Partly sunny tomorrow with a 30% chance of showers and highs from 83 to 87 degrees. Tomorrow night, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows around 70.